Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting peace, health, freedom, and egalitarianism. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Now we'll hear a quote by my guest, Carol Saunders in Wisconsin. This is our primary topic today, and we'll close out the show with some great music, Buried Seeds, by Rowan Luca Music. Here's Carol Saunders.
My favorite Facebook group page was annihilated today by Facebook without warning. We aren't dangerous. We are compassionate and caring people who are open to an exchange of ideas. Wake up if you think we are living in a free world. Vegans are a tiny portion of the population. Spiritual vegans are even tinier. Spiritual vegans who question the narratives are even tinier. It was a teeny tiny corner of the world. I felt completely normal.
We're listening to Carol Saunders in Wisconsin. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, interviews, and events about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. And now we'll be joined for an interview with Reverend Carol Saunders. Thank you, Carol, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. It's a pleasure. I'm just really happy to be here.
Well, I'm very happy that you are here and that you're an activist and a minister and a vegan and such a beautiful voice for compassion and justice and truly revolutionary change into harmony on this planet. Thank you, Carol.
I guess it's my pleasure.
Yes, so let's hear about what's happening with censorship in the vegan movement. How the group, this vegan group, was deplatformed on social media. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I am a double ordained minister. I have an interfaith, interspiritual ordination from One Spirit Seminary in New York City. And I also have an ordination from Unity Worldwide Ministries, which is located in the Kansas City area of Missouri. And I have led a church. And I converted, actually I started a church and led a church for about 7 or 8 years, and then I converted my church to a podcast ministry. And I've been doing that the last few years. And my podcast is The Spiritual Forum. And right now I'm focused mostly on doing very intimate and very interesting interviews or conversations with people on their spiritual experiences. So that's what I'm doing right now as a podcaster. And I'm also organizing a vegan spirituality forum and retreat at Unity Village in October this year. And I got a lot of irons in the fire. I'm a wife, about to celebrate my 40th wedding anniversary. I'm a mother of 3 adult daughters. I've got 2 dogs and 3 cats, and I live in semi-rural Wisconsin.
Beautiful. You're a powerhouse goddess, Rev Carol. Thank you for being on this planet and for all you do.
Yeah, I just do what spirit leads me to do.
Oh, and you're such a wise, brave voice as well. Yeah, so this is a very, very important topic, the amount of censorship that's going on, that's on a very dangerous level, where so many businesses and organizations and groups are being deplatformed on many of the various very popular social media sites. So let's hear about the newest addition to the list of groups, compassionate groups who have been deplatformed. Let's hear all the details.
Yeah, so I think it's really, really, well, I have my own thoughts about free speech, and I just think it's really important for everybody to be able to have free speech, and that's really so much of what our nation, our free nation, is based on. And whether I like what somebody says or whether I think it's misinformation, I need to just back off and let people speak. And our group was our group was called Vegan Spirit, and we were spiritual vegans, and we just engaged in open conversation. And we didn't completely agree on everything. People could post what they wanted, and those who agreed and wanted to engage, engaged. And there were times where you might skip a post because it wasn't something that, you know, you wanted to engage on. But it was a platform for free exchange of ideas. And what we really had in common is that we were vegan. We had some sort of connection spiritually, whatever that was for each person. And we also were of that kind of classic liberal mentality where having a platform for the exchange, free exchange of ideas was welcome, and it was really what we were all about. And I was thinking a lot about this. I mean, vegans are a real small percentage of the population. I looked it up today. I think it's about 3%. And I would just guess that of those 3%, I would guess like 2/3 are probably ethical vegans, and maybe 1/3 are doing it for diet or health reasons. So that might bring it down to, you know, 2%. And then how many are of that group are spiritual? That might cut it in another half or probably less. So now we're down to, I don't know, 0.75%. How many of those are open to questioning what's going on in the world? And now we're down to maybe 0.25%. We're a teeny tiny, teeny group. And we're the kind of people that wherever we went, I don't know how you feel, Marlene, but wherever I go, even if it's leading my spiritual community or, you know, going to the gym, wherever I go, you kind of feel like you don't belong. Totally. But our group was a group where we kind of totally belonged, even though we didn't completely agree on everything. And it was just, I just think it's a real travesty that we've been deplatformed.
Truly, it is a travesty. Oh, I'm still in shock about it.
Well, I'm not even sure exactly how it happened, but I know that yesterday I was going to post something. I don't even remember what it was. I was going to share something, or maybe I was going to check on a post that I made earlier. And I first of all, I looked at my groups. You know, there's a little section on your own your own page, or I looked at my groups, and it wasn't there. And I thought, well, that's so strange. And so then I did a search on the group, Vegan Spirit, and it wasn't there. It was like annihilated is the word I use, because it was there in one moment and not the next. And then I kind of got online and did a Facebook message and found as many people in the group as I could and said, is it just me or is the group gone? Because I can't find it.
We know that social media platforms are independent businesses, but they have been funded by the government, and the current administration has admitted that they work with them.
We weren't involved in anything that would was harmful. Like I said, we're compassionate people. We want a vegan world. We're all about love and peace and harmony. And we have open minds. And so the idea that there's somebody sitting in a room somewhere with the power to decide who can and cannot express themselves, that power is sitting with one person, and if they can do that to this tiny little group that is no threat to anyone, then they can do it to anybody. And free speech, I mean, some people are so, well, you know, there's misinformation, and if misinformation gets out, then, I mean, what will happen in the world? And people could die, and their minds go all over the place. But what people don't understand is if you approve of this kind of activity by social media, by our government, by whomever, it's going to eventually come right back to you. It's going to eventually, you'll be silenced at some point and experience it. And by then, it may be way too late.
That's right. I'm shocked that there are some vegans who are saying, well, some posts may be giving what somebody else considers misinformation. And when I hear that, I think, as vegans, we've been dealing with misinformation by the carnist non-vegan society at large everywhere, in the educational system, in the media, in the medical industry, in the food industry. And so that's not censored. That's not deplatformed. So it's clearly, clearly an agenda by what I call a fascist regime.
Yeah, I do think that is true. And I do think that we really need to wake up and be very, very mindful. This term misinformation kind of came out of, I mean, it's always been a word, but it's a word that became popular in the lexicon pretty quickly. And anytime that happens, you know, there's a little bit of suspicion there, like, you know, there's a little bit of something's going on there where suddenly that word is happening. I don't know if you've seen these videos before where you see how every single news network are using the same words, the same phrases, and it could be local news in, you know, Oklahoma, and it could be national news, it could be, you know, a little podunk city somewhere, but you can see this kind of mashup of these different news services, and they're all using the same words, they're all using the same phrases. And so it's very obvious that our media is being fed by someone, something, I don't know what it is, but, you know, they're sponsors, it could be anything, but there's, it's almost more like there's a reading of lines going on. This is the word of the day. Here we are in the Truman Show. Cue these words. Everyone's going to say it. And today it's misinformation. And it's a danger to our democracy. And these are the kind of words that are being flung around at people who are sharing information that may be different than what the news is propagating. And the scary thing about this, though, it's such a slippery slope. It's so easy to say, well, we have to curb this misinformation because people's lives are at stake. Well, I mean, people's lives are at stake every single day. And people have, up until this COVID thing that's been going on, up until that, I don't think anybody knows or knew how many people were dying annually of tuberculosis, for example. Nobody knew that. Nobody really cared that much about that or the flu or other diseases all over the place, but the media is always focusing on what they want us to look at. I call it the shiny orb. And you mentioned all of the misinformation that we've been dealing with all this time. One of the things in my ministry that I really stress is waking up from the domestication of the planet. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The Four Agreements, but Don Miguel Ruiz talks about the domestication of the planet, the indoctrination that we've all been indoctrinated. So there's nobody who's escaped it. We've all been indoctrinated. Everything from what we eat, what we think, what we believe, who we trust, what we value, our organizations, everything is indoctrination. And for me, as a spiritual guide or leader or minister, my ministry is very focused on waking up from all the indoctrination, all of it. So I'm really about questioning everything. I'm saying be in inquiry, question absolutely everything. Do I need to take this medicine? You know, are germs really infectious? Do I really need meat to be smart or healthy? who do I trust? And these, every one of us as babies were put in a high chair and fed certain foods. And the vegan population knows that that's indoctrination. You know, we were fed little ham or little beef or little corn dogs or whatever. And we opened our eyes at some point, unless we were raised vegan, and started looking at it. Like, wait a minute, why do I do this? Why do we eat animals? Why do we drink their secretions? It's an inquiry process that woke us up out of carnism into another way of being. And so everything that's going on in the world right now is an opportunity for us to wake up and see, wait a minute, I'm just being told this. Is this really the right thing for me? And for me as a minister, I really believe that if we are centered, grounded in our divine truth, like who we are as God beings on this planet, and we really listen to our inner guidance, we would all be questioning everything right now.
Thank you, Rev Carol. We're listening to Reverend Carol Saunders in Wisconsin, and we're discussing the deplatforming on social media that happened this week of a vegan group called Vegan Spirit. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Carol Saunders.
Hi, this is Barry Sullivan, inviting you to join me for the Sounds of Scotia every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. for 2 hours of great music from Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales, right after the Four Green Fields here on WCUW Worcester.
You are listening to America's music station,
WCUW.
I shall rest at the close.
This is Brother David from Souls Arisen, letting you know that our Souls Arisen will be on each and every Sunday morning on WCUW 91.3 FM Worcester. Looking forward to giving you great gospel music, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. each and every Sunday morning.
Welcome back from the break. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and we're joined via Skype with Reverend Carol Saunders in Wisconsin. Wolf and the Lamb is the name of her blog, wolfandthelamb.com. And we're continuing our conversation about the Facebook group called Vegan Spirit that was deplatformed this week. And there's, as many know, massive, massive amount of censorship and deplatforming going on by the technocrat billionaires who are, well, we,
behind the curtain.
What's that?
Like behind the curtain, like
yes.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, yes. Wow. And, you know, for weeks I've been hearing about all the different organizations and businesses and individuals who have been deplatformed from various social media sites. And so to have it hit home was, it really is, it's bad. The amount of what's going on.
Yeah, when it hits home, it hits home. And another thing I wouldn't mind saying is, let's just take all of this waking up and indoctrination and questioning and all of that out of the picture for a minute. A lot of us are really feeling this deep in our souls because, as I mentioned before, we're the teeniest, tiniest fraction of the population. We kind of found each other. And so we're all over the United States and probably the world. And so there was something that the human spirit between each one of us was connecting to each other. And this is the high side of social media, where people can find each other and be in community and communion and connection. And the fact that set everything else aside, that even though that's the topic of your radio show, but the fact that they can destroy a connection between human beings. I just think that's just a tragedy. There's just something really dark and horrible about that.
Yes, yes, Rev Cal. And can you please repeat the words in your post and comment?
My favorite Facebook group page was annihilated today by Facebook without warning. We aren't dangerous. We are compassionate and caring people who are open to an exchange of ideas. Wake up if you think we are living in a free world. Vegans are a tiny portion of the population. Spiritual vegans, even tinier. Spiritual vegans who question the narratives, even tinier. It was a teeny tiny corner of the world where I felt completely normal.
Thank you, Carol. Very important words
expression.
For me, Go ahead.
I'll talk to you over you. Yeah, so for me, there are two things going on. There's the deplatforming of free speech and the free exchange of ideas. And then there's this other thing that is just the breaking up of a community of people. And both are just so disappointing. And I really hope that people can wake up and see that what is going on is dehumanizing. And most of us kind of just sit back and go, oh, well, it happened to them and not me. Oh, that's a shame. But aren't really actively awake yet that this is happening around them. And I just really encourage people to think about how it would feel if it hit close to your home, how it would feel for you personally. How would you like to have your voice silenced? How would you like to be accused of spreading misinformation when all you're trying to do is help people and connect? This is anti-human, I think. It's anti-human.
It is. To me, it's clear as day and loud as a bell that what's happening with the global crisis and the censorship and the domination and the control and the tyranny is a malevolent force. Because it's so bizarre.
If you connect the dots, there's something bigger going on than just, oh, we need to make sure that everybody's healthy, because they're not talking about health at all. And that's the irony. If any of this is about health, we would be talking about it. But it's really about sickness and convincing people that if you don't do A, B, C, and D, you're going to be killing people. Well, some of this misinformation, quote, what they call misinformation, is information that could actually help people. How to get healthy, for one thing. Why aren't we talking about that? Why is that so dangerous in this world today?
I know, and it's so clear to me that it's like two sides of the same coin. The what's going on with the medical scene, the dominant medical scene on the global level, and the kindest practices of the animal ag and the other kindest animal exploitation industries are really two sides of the same coin. With the censorship and the deplatforming, it's so clear that it is to take away humans' rights of informed consent. When you look at what is being censored, what's being warned, if you share this post, you know, your account is going to be restricted. And when it's just sharing truth of what people are experiencing as a result of consuming kindest products, whether via injection or ingestion.
Right, right. And, you know, what is underneath carnism is the idea that another's life only has value in the way that I want it to have value, that another's life could be exploited for my likes, my wants. And that idea is behind of everything that's happening. And it's behind keeping people in slavery. It's behind keeping animals in slavery. And it's behind the power and control of you can say this and you can't say that. And you can only go out when I say, and you can only go to weddings when I say. You know, it's the fact that, you know, I have control over you and your life is less than mine. That is a prevailing idea that is under everything right now. And it's unfortunate that so many of us are playing into it as it relates to COVID, but we don't want it to exist in other parts of our lives. The whole idea needs to be erased, released, you know, let go of. The idea that any person can have control or has the right to dominate, exploit, control another in accordance to their own whims. That is the idea that is under everything. And that's the idea that all of us need to collectively erase, like I said, annihilate that, not our tiny little Facebook group page.
I know. You know, it really is, like you're saying, it is a crime that the censorship and the deplatforming is going on.
It was an open platform and exchange of ideas, and that's what we want our world to be. That's what we want America to be. That's what America was based on, an open platform and exchange of ideas. You know, what was really cool about it, Marlene, there wasn't a lot of argument going on. There wasn't that typical argue stuff. It was kind of like, okay, well, just let that person be that person and, you know, go past his post or her post if we didn't like it or didn't care to engage. We created a space for each other to express ourselves fully and then didn't kind of like, you know, bite at each other's ankles if we didn't like what somebody posted. Just, you know, look for the good or move past and look for the next thing. And everybody did have something interesting to contribute. And, you know, we'll find our way back. We'll find our way on another platform. But it was psychologically a crazy day yesterday, just feeling like the world was kind of exploded. You know, I completely trust God. I trust miracles. I know that all of us will find our way back to each other. I love the David and Goliath story. I think if social media and the media or the government is this huge Goliath, this behemoth thing that things like this seems like we are just have to be controlled by or that we have to be obedient to, I know we're the little David trying to figure out, you know, we will prevail because we're about love and compassion. We're about kindness and we're about an open exchange of ideas and we're about getting out of the programming that we're so many of us are in. So we're all about all of this good. We will prevail. We are the light. We will find our way, and we will prevail against this behemoth Goliath that seems to want to put their thumb on us and so many others.
Beautifully stated. Thank you, Rev. Carol. We're listening to Reverend Carol Saunders in Wisconsin.
Thank you, Marlene. I really did view this as a place where it felt very safe. And what's so interesting is that's what everybody really wants, right? They want to feel safe and find some safe place. And yeah, when something came up in my life and I had a question about it, I would turn to this group and get input. And it was just really lovely to have a community that could support me personally, philosophically, and engage.
Yes. And speaking of safe, that is the ultimate goal of the vegan movement, the vegan evolution revolution, so that all beings, whether human or non-human, feel safe and are safe. And so that being reflected in the boomerang effect is when we veganize this planet, it will be a safe place because we as humans will no longer be harming and enslaving and exploiting those who don't look like us. And that benevolent energy will manifest everywhere throughout consciousness in all cells.
Sounds beautiful to me.
That's what I believe.
Me too.
Thank you, Rev. Carol. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Are there any other additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Actually, Marlene, I just am really, really grateful that you are creating this platform for us to speak about censorship and the deplatforming that's going on, because it is so important that we really do wake up and see what is happening to our fellow humans and recognize that we've been here before in history. It's happened many times. And do we really want, you know, the rise of fascism, the rise of, you know, of totalitarian governments, whatever this is starting to look like, do we really want it to happen on our watch? I say no. I say let's create a vision of freedom and peace and harmony, of a vegan world, a world where we are actually fully living as a divine human. And I think the more we create that vision and get together and talk about it and share how we want the world to look and be in action towards that, then we will be the David that defeats the Goliath, and we will create a beautiful world. Can I just mention my podcast website and the retreat website?
Yes, yes, please do.
Okay, so my podcast website is thespiritualforum.org. And actually on that site, you can see a page called Retreat. And there you'll learn about the Vegan Spirituality Retreat happening at Unity Village in October. So that's thespiritualforum.org/vegan-retreat.
Thank you, Reverend Carol Saunders. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a good day. Let's go out with Buried Seeds by Rawan Luca Music.
We just can't play along with what's happening. Look too deeply. Stranger on the street shot wave nearly knocks me to my knees and I feel afraid. Part of humanity. Yeah, I think it's brave to be a part of humanity. Is there any magic left for wanna lose it all, what I had as a child. They say fake it till you make it. I will play pretend like a child among men, 'cause we can create anything. Make something real out of the things we think and the things we feel. So pay attention now to that which you cannot see. 'Cause everything that we know was once a buried seed.